Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Farm Talk on the road today at the Northern Corn and Soy Expo. Tomorrow it's going to be at Agronomy on Ice. Next week, from on Monday, we'll be at Monty's Plant Ideas for Growth Conference in Jamestown, and Wednesday through Saturday, coming to you from the National Farm Machinery Show. The week after that, the International Crop Expo in Grand Forks, and then the final week of February, it is from Commodity Classic in San Antonio. So a very, very busy February for us, and here we go with another great interview with an old buddy of mine, Brady Kirchnevy.
Yeah, how you doing, Mick?
Good. I'm pretty good. In fact, I interviewed you at Commodity Classic a couple, 3 years ago.
You did? That was, what, 18 down in California?
In Anaheim, yeah.
That was a good time. I like to get out of here.
Yeah. And end of February, we all need to get out.
Even the beginning of February. January, I don't care. I'll get out of here whenever.
And this year, it got snowy again right away? Cold again right away?
It was a horrible fall.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like spring's going to help us.
Afraid
it really
not.
Doesn't.
Yeah. So when it comes to, now, Brady, Kurt, I got to give you a proper introduction. New age farming.
There you go.
New age, everybody will be using mycorrhiza. Right?
That's the way it sounds. I just talked to a couple of professors here at NDSU, and they say it's kind of the next wave coming. I've been doing this six, eight years now, and they said I'm ahead of the curve. As far as this technology.
Yeah, because there's a bell curve of utilization of new things.
Yep.
And you're pushing the curve.
Well, I am. And, you look at 50 years ago, or even back when I was farming 25, 30 years ago, the technology we have, even in our equipment and our GPS and our precision plant, has come so far.
Even the grease guns are smart.
Well, exactly. Exactly. So you look at the curve there, I tell guys when I'm at their farm and we're sitting down and we're, penciling things out and looking at stuff for next spring that, times have changed. You're not planting with the old six-row mechanical planter anymore. Mm-hmm. It's precision, right? Well, we've got all that. We've got our NPK. We got that pretty much nailed down. Now let's look at our soil and the biology in our soil. That's the last missing link that we haven't really tapped into. Now, I know there's a lot going into cover crops and that and building your soil health. This is one component the mycorrhiza I deal with and our company deals with and we specialize in, is the one key component that can go with the cover crops, that can go with your crops this spring, that all it's going to do is boost your root system for the entire year and bring nutrients to your plant. Well, what are you going to have then? A healthier, stronger plant. Mm-hmm. More yield, right? So let's look at our soil. Our soil, you got all these microbes down there. They're eating organic matter, right? They poop. Well, right now, we don't have enough mycorrhiza in our soil to go find the poop. Because what mycorrhiza does is connects to your root system, grows out hairs off your root system, finds the poop and the water, and brings it back. Mm-hmm. You probably haven't had anybody say poop this much on your station.
Yes. Most people say ammonia,
all right.
And then guys can make the link between. But we spread manure.
Exactly.
And that it was pretty good for grandpa.
Right. And that's another thing. A lot of guys probably got a lot of phosphorus locked up in their soil, right? Mm-hmm. Mycorrhiza is the only thing out there that naturally can go out, release an enzyme on that calcium phosphate, whatever it may be, and bring the phosphorus back to the plant. That's why we have so much locked up in our soil. We don't have any mycorrhiza left. When we started tilling way back in the day, plowing, moldboard plowing, we were killing it starting right then.
In the 1800s.
Exactly.
Yep.
So we've been doing this for over 100 years. Now we're starting to figure out cover crops, and the mycorrhiza needs to get back in the soil, and these things need to start jiving again together. Healthier soil, healthier crop.
Because when the Bonanza Farms, the sod busters, came out and turned the soil, worked it, and then planted wheat, they had tremendous crops back then.
Exactly, and what have we done since?
Just used it up.
And mined and tilled, and now we're throwing synthetic fertilizers at it because that's what we did back then, and it worked. Well, right now it's time we need to start really looking at our soil health and our biology and mm-hmm. starting from there and then building it up. I've got guys that have been with me 6 years now. They have seen their soil change mm-hmm. and they have seen it get better. There's better filtration. The water goes down instead of running off. A ton of things. They use less fertilizer than what the co-op's telling them to use. I get kicked out of every co-op I go in because I'm telling the farmer, no, put 10 or 15% less fertilizer down, put this product on. You're going to have a better yield and a healthier soil at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right,
that's what I do.
Excellent. You've
said poop a few times. Yep. You told him a little bit about, and I know learning about mycorrhiza is a semester course, but give us old mycorrhiza 101.
101, I guess, being on the radio, you got to picture yourself a small Christmas tree, okay? Mm-hmm. It's the one that sits in your living room at Christmas, okay? Take all the pine needles off of that and stick it in the ground upside down. That's basically your root system. Now, when you put mycorrhiza into it, put all them pine needles back on and then stick it in the ground. You get five times the surface area, five times the water nutrients coming in. Mm-hmm. So that, in a nutshell, in your head, if you can think of that, is what it does. It forms a big sponge under your root system that sucks up the nutrients.
Helps the root systems be more efficient.
Exactly. And it grows the life cycle of the plants. So at the end of the year, when you harvest, mama plant's not calling for any more nutrients. So what do? They're gloma strains. Glomus means glue or gloamin. Mm-hmm. That's the glue that holds our soil together. That's what it does. And that's why we don't have any left.
Is this a one-time, so we put mycorrhiza on, then everything's okay, or do we need to do this every year?
Well, like I said, from the 1800s we've been tilling. I think it's going to take a few years. Like I say, I got one guy that's been with me 6 years, and his average farm bushel on his corn, just his corn, has went from 185 to 215. Is that the limit? I don't know. But then again, this guy likes to till, and he likes to put anhydrous down, so mm-hmm. he understands I need to at least keep getting this into my soil because
sure.
it's helping my roots and it's helping my plants. In a no-till situation, if a guy's going to switch from conventional to no-till, this is a good gateway to get you started a lot quicker. You know what I mean?
Yep. There are so many people in the last 10 to 15 years who said, okay, I got to spend less money.
Yep.
My banker says don't buy so many products, but yep. this mycorrhiza will allow you to buy fewer. Your input cost should go down.
Your input cost goes down because say you're going to save 10 to 15% on your fertile cost across your farm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say this is $8-$9 an acre. 10 to 15% on just corn would be $20 an acre or somewhere around there. So you're already $10 an acre ahead. And that's not even including the bump in yield. So yes, there is a balance. And I have talked to a lot of bankers that really like this product and would like to see more guys use it.
Well, it's got to start with the conversation.
Yep.
And how do guys get a hold of you?
The best way is either my cell phone, 701-261-1651, or I just launched a brand new website, and it's called Farm Fun Guy, G-I, or I like to say Farm Fun Guy, because mm-hmm. I'm the fun guy to have at the farm.
Yeah.
So it's farmfunguy.com, and you can go right on there. You can get all my info. You can email me. You can read about it and learn about it. It's all on there.
All right, Brady Kirchnevy of New Age Farming, a real fun guy.
That's right. Thanks, Mick.
You bet. Talk to you again soon.
Yep, bye-bye.